This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as a mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi yesterday. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition protest over special intensive revision exercise of Bihar's electoral rules. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of the tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबू सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3.53 crore registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. A high-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. The Ministry of External Affairs has stated that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the US had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. The ministry emphasized that India's imports are intended to ensure predictable and affordable energy costs for Indian consumers and are a necessity compelled by the global market situation. However, it is revealing that many nations criticizing India are themselves engaged in trade with Russia, and unlike India's case, such trade is not even a vital national compulsion. The Ministry of Defense has denied issuing any report on the identities and background of the Pahalgam attackers. The ministry's statement came in response to reports circulating on social media and attributed to the armed services. It added that no remark of this nature have been made by the armed forces public relations officers or any nominated spokesperson. India pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test for the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level a 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day 5 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.